The weight of the broken writ, the weight of the broken writ. Cale Varn stepped out into the rain-soaked darkness, his worn leather boots splashing through puddles as he traversed the narrow alleys of Nightforge's lower districts. A hood cast a shadow over his face, but the faint scar above his left eyebrow betrayed him a constant reminder of past mistakes and unfinished debts. Tonight was like any other, the pursuit of balance in the broken writ. As he walked, the smell of wet stone and coal smoke filled his nostrils. Cale navigated by memory more than sight, knowing every corner and shadow within this maze of tunnels and cramped marketplaces. The only sound was the patter of raindrops on cobblestones and the distant clang of hammering from a forge. At the edge of a dimly lit square, he spotted a lone figure, Ira Valen, her raven black hair shrouded by a cloak, its hood thrown back to reveal sharp cheekbones and eyes like dark polished stone. Her slender fingers strummed a rapid melody on her lyre's strings, the notes weaving an eerie harmony with the rain. She didn't look up. "Varn," she said finally, the music faltering. "I found it." The broken writ was said to be inscribed upon the heart of every person bound by its power, a constant reminder of their vows and past transgressions. Only Cale could see it, his specialty being the subtle correction that often came at great personal cost. He approached cautiously, aware of the weight of the writ within him. In the silence, he could feel its presence, a heavy chain forged from countless whispers of regret and shame. He'd once spoken against the writ, against the order's absolute justice. His rebellion had been crushed, and in its aftermath, he'd sworn to correct the balance. "I'm listening," Cale said, his voice low. Ira handed him a narrow, oil-parchmented scroll, worn smooth as silk by years of handling. "This one's a curator," she explained. "Is sisterhood sworn to maintain equilibrium within the city. Their writ is complicated." Cale unrolled the parchment, the scent of aged leather and paper filling his nostrils. The script danced across the page like flame-kissed silk, an exacting, beautiful thing that seemed to whisper secrets he dare not speak. His eyes scanned the lines, drinking in the nuances of the writ, its balance like a delicate scale he'd once shattered. In this dark hour, Ira's lyre music had waned, but her melody began anew, an ache deep within him responding as if it were a memory he'd never lost. He sensed threads he'd broken long ago, debts owed, favors bought and sold in silence. "I need you to walk this writ, Varn," she said, her voice firm. "The curators think balance is slipping." With each step into the heart of Nightforge, the weight of the broken writ drew him deeper into his own past. He could feel Ira's gaze following him, a silent companion in the shadows. Her melody echoed within him now, a haunting serenade that would not be silenced until he'd set things right. The air thickened with every step, like an unseen presence closing in. Cale knew what awaited him at the heart of this writ, another soul bound to his own, shared weight dragging them both deeper into darkness. And still, he walked towards an equilibrium as elusive as a truth spoken without consequence. Upon entering a narrow alleyway deep within Nightforge's oldest quarter, he found the curator, an elderly woman with eyes sunken by her life of service. She'd been bound to this duty for nigh on 20 years and showed the wear. In Cale's presence, the air grew heavy, a palpable accumulation of past missteps. "I've walked many writs," Cale said softly. "But your balance is fragile." The curator raised her head, her eyes meeting his as if through a veil of shared memories and unspoken words. In that gaze, he saw the weight of her past, the accumulated sorrow of countless decisions made without the luxury of consequence. "Walk it with me," she said finally, her voice a whispered prayer. Together, they navigated the dark passageways, Cale feeling every misstep, every hesitation weighing upon his shoulders as if they were his own. At each turn, he could sense Ira's melody adapting to their path, a haunting accompaniment to the steps they took into darkness. Their final destination was an old windmill at the city's edge, its creaking blades swaying above the rooftops like skeletal fingers grasping for balance. Within, Cale read the writ, every moment of pain, every choice that had led this curator further and further from equilibrium. As he walked the broken lines, their balance shifted minute by minute until it was no longer a burden to carry. The weight lifted, in its place, an emptiness spread, an awareness of what could have been if choices were made differently. Kale left Nightforge before dawn, his footsteps echoing off the stones as he traversed back into the city's heart. In that empty hour, Ira's music had vanished, silenced by the correction. His own melody lingered within him now, a promise of redemption measured not by intention but by action. For tonight, balance had been restored, but at what cost? The gray morning light seeped into Nightforge's crowded streets like water into parched earth, revealing faces Kale had known since childhood. They watched him with a mixture of suspicion and curiosity as he made his way back to the Order's stronghold, his footsteps quiet on the stillness. No one stopped him. Instead, whispers followed in his wake, threads of rumor weaving together the fragmented tales of his past. At the stronghold, Kale sought out the Inquisitor, Amryn Vexar. Her quarters were a shrine to discipline, every inch of space calculated for interrogation and analysis. The air was heavy with incense, its scent clinging to her like a shroud. She looked up from her papers as he entered, her eyes narrowing behind wire-rimmed spectacles. "Varn," she said, her voice clipped. "Report." Kale laid the oil-parchmented scroll on the desk between them. Balance was restored. The curator's writ is corrected. He didn't elaborate. In this silence, he knew the full weight of his words, a promise to walk the darkness, to find equilibrium where it was lost. Amryn's gaze lingered on the scroll before she set it aside, her attention returning to Kale. "And you? How is your own writ?" He hesitated, feeling the familiar tug of debt and memory within him. It had been years since he'd walked his own writ with clarity. In the intervening time, shadows had grown, making each step more treacherous. "It holds." The Inquisitor's expression remained unreadable, her eyes a mask behind which lay unspoken judgments. "Varn, you walk a thin line between correction and correction of yourself. If you slip further into darkness, I'll be forced to act." Kale nodded a slight movement that acknowledged the weight of his obligations, the price of his power. He turned to leave, but Amryn's voice stopped him. "Varn?" He turned back, her eyes locked onto his like a blade sharpened on stone. "What is it, Inquisitor?" "Ira Valen," she said, her tone devoid of emotion. "Her melody, what do you know of it?" "Her melody?" Kale repeated, the question a prompt from his own mind to recall every note, every beat of Ira's song that he'd walked with her into Nightforge. Amryn's gaze never wavered, her eyes pinning him in place. "It seems she's been walking your writ," she said finally, the words dropping like stones into a pool. "The threads are unmistakable echoes of our own correction, intertwined with hers." Kale felt the weight of his vows and past transgressions stir, like embers beneath a gentle touch. He'd sensed Ira's melody, her accompaniment, as they walked through the city's dark alleys, but he'd never considered it his writ, the song woven into the fabric of their correction. "The balance, a keeper," Amryn said, her voice a low hum, suggests it's not just about balance. "This interweaving is different. The writs are responding to each other, influencing one another in ways we've not seen." In his mind's eye, Kale saw Ira walking alongside him through the narrow passageways, her music adapting to every step, a reflection of his own weight and regret. The realization dawned on him. She'd been trying to correct him, to find balance for both their writs as if they were entwined. "Get me the balance, a keeper," Kale said, his voice firmer now, purpose etched into each word. "I need her perspective." Amryn's expression remained unreadable, but a flicker of approval danced within her eyes before she nodded curtly. "I'll send for her. For now, keep walking your writ, the threads are shifting. Be prepared to adapt." The day wore on, weighed down by Amryn's words, Ira walking his writ like a shadow following him home. Kale returned to the Order's training grounds, seeking the familiar rhythms of combat to clear his mind. The clang of steel on steel echoed off the stone walls as he sparred with fellow brothers in arms, their sweat-drenched faces a blur. His movements were practiced and precise, but his heart remained elsewhere, lost in the realization that Ira's melody had been woven into his own writ. As the sun dipped toward the horizon, casting long shadows across the grounds, Kale disengaged from his sparring partner and sought out the library. The dimly lit aisles were quiet, save for the soft whisper of pages turning within. He navigated the narrow shelves with practiced ease, seeking texts that spoke to the interweaving of writs and occurrence previously relegated to rare, obscure examples. Shelves yielded dusty tomes bound in worn leather, their titles inscribed in languages long forgotten. Some he recognized, while others were unknown, yet he felt drawn to them as if the knowledge contained within held a key. Within one text, penned by a scholar who'd walked the Knight's Gate writ, Kale discovered an entry that spoke of entwined writs when two souls walk in tandem, their paths forge a shared purpose. If they diverge, balance is sacrificed, but when harmony is found, equilibrium becomes a gift. The words whispered a promise, redemption through interdependence. He devoured the pages, absorbing every reference to this phenomenon. In one passage, an analogy compared entwined writs to the threads of a spider's web, fragile yet resilient. Amidst his research, the library's main door creaked open, admitting a young novitiate bearing a note from Amren. The parchment bore her seal, the balance a keeper awaits in the Inquisitor's chambers. Kale tucked the book into his belt and made his way back to Amren's quarters, anticipation building with each step. Ira's melody echoed within him now, a persistent reminder that he walked alongside another, their writs intertwined as surely as the shadows cast by the setting sun. As he entered Amren's chambers, Kale found Ira seated across from the balance keeper, a woman with eyes like polished obsidian and skin like worn leather. She worked a small loom, its threads weaving together in intricate patterns that seemed to dance in the fading light. The air was heavy with the scent of sandalwood and the soft thrum of her instrument, now silent. "Ah, Varn," Amren said, her voice a gentle accompaniment to the balance keeper's weft. "We've just been discussing the implications of entwined writs." She gestured toward Ira, who looked up from her work, her gaze meeting Kale's with an intensity that made his chest ache. Ira stood, the loom creaking softly as she set it aside. "Kale," she said, her voice barely above a whisper, yet it filled the room like the stillness before dawn. "I see you understand now." Her eyes lingered on his face, searching for some sign of acceptance or comprehension, but Kale's expression remained neutral, guarded against the weight of his newfound realization. The balance keeper leaned forward, her dark skin seeming to absorb the dim light around her. "It seems we have a confluence here," she said, her voice rich with an earthy undertone. "Two writs intertwined, influencing each other in ways both beautiful and terrible." She glanced at Ira, then back at Kale. "We need to understand how this came to pass and what it means for your equilibrium, Varn." Ira took a step forward, her eyes locked on Kale's. "I walked alongside you, trying to find balance within our correction," she said, the words tumbling out like autumn leaves. "But it seems I've been doing more than that." Her gaze dropped, as if weighed down by the implications of her actions. "In trying to help you, I may have bound us together, made our writs a single thread." Kale's thoughts swirled with the weight of Ira's admission, his mind still struggling to comprehend the depth of their interweaving. He remembered the moments they'd walked together through Nightforge's Alice, her melody adapting to his footsteps like a reflection of his own darkness and regret. The understanding was slowly dawning. In trying to correct him, she had found balance within herself, creating an entwined writ that now bound them both. The balance keeper's words hung in the air like an unspoken challenge, each one a reminder that Kale's own equilibrium was now inextricably linked to Ira's. He felt the weight of their entwining writs settle upon him, the pressure building with every passing moment. Amren stepped forward, her hand on the small of his back, steering him toward a chair by the window. "Let us speak of this further," she said, her voice measured and calm. "The balance keeper will guide you both through the intricacies of your entwining." As Kale sat, Ira took a seat beside him, their legs touching, sending a spark of electricity through his system. The balance keeper began to weave her loom once more, this time incorporating threads of silver and gold into her pattern. The air vibrated with an otherworldly tension as she worked, the silken threads singing in harmony with Ira's stillness beside him. "Entwined writs can be a blessing or a curse," she said, her eyes never leaving Kale's face. "They can bring equilibrium to those who are out of balance, but they also create an unspoken debt, a shared weight that must be shouldered together." As the balance keeper spoke, Kale felt a cold sweat trickle down his spine. He'd always known he walked the writ of the broken, that his path was one of correction, of paying back the debt to the balance. But with Ira's melody woven into his own, he realized now that their entwining had created something new, a bond forged in the fire of their mutual transgressions. "You see, Varn," Amryn said, her voice low and measured, "this confluence has brought a unique opportunity for both of you. By embracing your entwined writs, you can find equilibrium within yourselves, even as you navigate the Night's Gate writ." She glanced at Ira, who was gazing intently at Kale. "Together, you may be able to bring balance not just to each other, but also to those threads of correction that have been out of harmony." Kale felt his mind reeling under the weight of Amryn's words. An opportunity for redemption lay before him now, one forged in the fire of Ira's entwining writ. He thought back on the steps he'd taken since leaving the Night's Gate, every decision and action a testament to his attempts to correct himself. And with Ira, her melody had been woven into his own path, changing everything. The balance keeper set down her loom, the finished pattern glowing softly in the dim light of the room. "I will leave you two to ponder this," she said, her dark skin seeming to absorb the shadows around her. "Amryn, please see that Varn and Ira are provided with the necessary texts and studies to understand their entwining writs." She rose from her chair, her movements fluid as a river. As the balance keeper departed, Kale turned his gaze to Ira, who was still sitting beside him, her eyes never leaving his face. He felt the weight of their bond, of their intertwined writs, like an open flame within him, one that threatened to consume everything if not tended carefully. Ira's hand slipped onto his, her touch sending the spark of electricity through him as she squeezed gently. "I'm sorry," she whispered, her eyes still fixed on his, "for binding us together like this." Kale's throat constricted and he turned away, the dim light of the room unable to reach the corners of the emotions churning within him. He thought back to their walks through Nightforge, Ira's melody weaving itself into the rhythms of his footsteps, her notes adapting to his darkness as if seeking balance in the chaos. The understanding was slowly dawning. She'd been trying to find equilibrium not just for him, but for herself, and in doing so, had created an entwined writ that now bound them both. Amryn's voice cut through his reverie, soft but insistent. "Kale, let us look at this practically. The texts and studies the balance keeper mentioned will help you grasp the implications of your entwining." She handed him a leather-bound tome from the nearby shelf, its cover worn and adorned with intricate symbols that seemed to shimmer in the dim light. Ira's hand still held his, her grip tightening as if sensing his turmoil. "We need to understand this," she said, her voice barely above a whisper, yet it filled the room like a slow-burning flame. Kale's eyes met hers, searching for some sign of trepidation or fear, but instead found only an unwavering commitment. The air in the room seemed to vibrate with unspoken tension as they pored over the tome, the balance keeper's words guiding them through the intricacies of entwined writs. Kale's mind reeled under the weight of their bond, struggling to comprehend the depth of their interweaving. Every note of Ira's melody was now a part of him, a reminder that her balance had been his, and vice versa. Hours passed, the room growing darker as the night deepened outside. Amryn remained seated beside them, her eyes fixed on the pages they shared, as if guarding against the shadows gathering beyond the windows. "Your entwining has created an imbalance," she said finally, her voice measured, her gaze never leaving Kale's face. "But it can also be your salvation, a chance to bring balance not just to yourselves, but to those threads of correction that have been out of harmony." As the darkness outside seemed to press in closer, Ira leaned into him, her breath warm against his skin. "What does it mean?" she asked, her voice barely audible over the thrumming of his heartbeat. Kale's throat constricted again as he met her gaze, a mix of emotions swirling within him like a maelstrom. He thought back on the debt he'd accumulated as a member of the Broken, the lives he'd taken, the wounds he'd inflicted. And Irish, she'd been trying to find balance in the midst of his darkness. "It means we're bound together," he said finally, the words barely above a whisper. Ira's fingers intertwined with his grew tighter, her eyes never leaving his face. The silence that followed hung heavy between them like a challenge, one that Kale knew he could not avoid.